RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan taking some much-deserved time off. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. What was the number one gift you guys got this year? Because everybody gets like a big gift, right?
Yeah, you remember a minute ago I was like, I'm nerdy. You know, I'm nerdy.
Yeah.
We all know that I like to sim race. I got new pedals for my sim racing rig.
Nice.
Feel really stoked about it. These things called load cell pedals. It's kind of like it's kind of like, picture like a hydraulic under your pedal. It's kind of something like that. It's very sensitive. It can kind of tell your pressure point. Like, you don't just hit the brake and your car stops. Like, it knows if you're pressing it 10%, knows if you're pressing it 70%, knows how much brake you're giving it.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah, yeah. They should are help. Fancy. There's a reason I have never bought them for myself, because they are expensive.
Should help Mike Johnson Racing get a few more wins, right?
I'm tired of second place, man. You know, it's like 5 years in a row. Even before Bo started doing it with me, I've been second place to my guy Doug.
Time to get over the hump.
Yeah, yeah.
Time
he's,
to get over
he's the hump. A five-time, maybe even a six-time champ at this point. All the way from like NASCAR Heat on Xbox, all the way to iRacing. It's been brutal, man.
You have to keep us up to date on how the pedals help you out.
I'm faster per lap, but he's just good in the long run, saving his equipment, saving his tires, man. I got to get there.
Hey, you know what I mean? Pedals are going to help you do it. I love it.
What about you?
The best gift I got. I'm trying to re-go through all my gifts. I got some nice graphic tees that I want, just like some, you know, I need some new like t-shirts, like kind of t-shirts to
it's
wear.
Tough.
Some
it's
like
tough.
Nice graphic tees. I needed that. Got some money for my mom, money for my brother.
Money's always good.
Money's always Cash good.
Money. Had to pay that boot fee.
That's what I gave my
right,
wife.
Right.
I gave my wife money.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Allie's actually in the running for best gift, because she got me a Stranger Things cereal, Demogorgon Crunch.
Yes. Saw that.
And I still have to try it. I haven't tried it yet.
Can we just go ahead and give a shout out, though, to the actual king of gifts, the morning show mug, coffee mug?
Yes. Yes.
That was incredible.
Mama Mac.
Mama Mac
got us morning show coffee mugs. And
great.
I just got to tell you, dude, when I opened that up, it made my day. I was like, this is awesome.
You're not officially a morning show until you have a mug with your face on it.
And, you know, like, I'm going to go home at some point and I'm going to make the coffee that you bought me. And I'm going to put, you know, sprinkle it in the filter, some nice creamer, and just enjoy a nice sip of coffee out of the morning show coffee cup that I got from Mama Mac.
When Simone and I went to a Christmas market, I got some vanilla chai tea. I'm going to brew that up and put that right in the morning show.
I
got
to start dabbling in the tea like Dylan does. Because I think
he's good,
would,
bro.
I know. And the one you made it for, he made it for me one time, just green tea in the morning.
Yeah.
It was so solid. And I was definitely, as he would call it,
zooted and booted.
Yeah. I was definitely zooted and booted.
Green tea, get some honey in there, you're good to go.
I could definitely find myself dabbling. I could. It was good stuff.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed the mugs. Mama Mac was very proud. Dylan's is a little bit, it's not as big as the other mugs. So there's going to be another one coming in the mail.
Just talking about the mugs.
Just
talking about the mugs, Mike.
I know,
you know what?
Man. Golly, I was going to just laugh in silence, and y'all had to make it a thing. That's
don't make it a thing. Don't make it a thing. Let's just go in the huddle.
Oh, snap. Oh, man. Okay.
Right. I don't understand why the size of a mug is cracking you up so much,
NFL
Mike.
Stuff.
His bigger mug will be in the mail.
Oh, man.
It's coming.
All right.
All right, the Browns beat the Steelers at 13-6. The Steelers' loss sets up a winner-take-all matchup with the Ravens in Week 18, and Aaron Rodgers will not be on the Myles Garrett sack highlight reel. He left him at 22 sacks. That is one shy of the NFL record. Let's hear from Myles Garrett.
To an extent, I feel like they were more worried about keeping me away from Aaron than getting the win, and I think that's what came back to bite them. So, they'll have to fight it out with Baltimore next week. But I'm just proud of the guys for fighting and getting this win. That's the main thing, and I'm always going to keep it that.
Two things. First of all, I would say that keeping Myles Garrett away from Aaron Rodgers would be part of a winning game plan most of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you want Myles Garrett hitting, you know, your 41-year-old quarterback, whatever Aaron Rodgers is now. So, but I think there probably is some credence to not necessarily part of the overall game plan from the Steelers, but I think that in that offensive line room, they're probably like, yeah, make sure you help out whoever is necessary, wherever Myles Garrett's lining up, and make sure that you're taking your shots at him whenever you can. You know, we don't want to be the ones on the highlight reel forever. I mean, I've seen Michael Strahan tackling or falling on top of Brett Favre a number of times when he gets that sack record, and you hate to be part of that. I always thought, man, I bet that sucks for Green Bay's offensive line. They probably went through that whole week and were like, not this week, Michael Strahan. You ain't right. getting this record. And then Brett Favre just booted into it and just laid on the ground.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
I mean, stopping Myles Garrett is definitely part of the game plan, like you said, to win. So thinking about – I don't think if you can necessarily think too hard about stopping Myles Garrett and stopping him from getting sacked. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. What I will say, though, is DK Metcalf – that suspension really hurt the Steelers.
Yeah.
And they already didn't have Calvin Austin, who was kind of their second guy. I mean, you were – and again, this is no shade to any of these guys, but again, this is not – you just didn't have your array of weapons that you would want. Pat Freiermuth, Scotty Miller, and you know Darnell Washington also goes out too with a broken arm. That sucks to see as well too. So you just didn't have the array of weapons that you needed for a Cleveland defense that – in their own respect, is pretty darn, you know, they're pretty darn good. Besides Myles Garrett, I mean, so them not Cleveland not
I
having to
the Darnell Washington thing. What happened with that? I missed that.
He broke his arm.
Oh, in the game?
In the game?
Oh man, I missed that.
Yeah, he broke his arm. Out for the rest of the season, man.
Spirit animal, man. I know it. 311-pound tight end.
But
I hate that.
But for me, the Browns being able to really hone in on the run game with Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, and not really having anybody that you're really scared of as far as a wide receiver or a pass catcher, I mean, that really hurt. So the DK Metcalf suspension to me really stood out as the Steelers not being able to move the football. And they're going to be – it's going to be tough for them against Baltimore, especially if Lamar comes back.
Did you guys watch the press conference with the fan, the DK?
A little bit of it. I saw bits and pieces on the socials.
I mean, you cannot wear a backwards hat in a press conference.
I don't know if I can do a lot of things that some of those – folks do that sit in the front rows with the blue hair and stuff like that. So I don't know. That was kind of falls in line with kind of how that personality seemed from the get go.
Very bizarre.
Mike, would you ever be one of the guys that like, you know, paint their chest?
Nah, dog.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah, look, I respect it. It is what it is. I obviously, you know, love when those guys show up to the games that you know, the Falcons games or the Bama game, whatever. Right. Like I respect it. It's not my vibe though. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go anywhere if I can help it, probably with my shirt off, period. But,
but that's real.
Nonetheless, man, shout out to, you know, the Spike Squad and whoever else out there that does that kind of thing. I love it.
Well, the 49ers beat the Bears last night 42-38. For the second week in a row, Brock Purdy produced 5 touchdowns, keeping their number one seed hopes alive. Here is Brock after the game.
Obviously, we're thankful to be in this position, but I've said this before. It's just been one of those kind of years where it's like you have to focus on just the next day, the next man up, finding a way to win each Sunday. And then at the end, you can look up and see where you're at. And so for us to be in this position is really cool. We're all grateful for it, but at the same time, we have to go do something about it. And we got to watch the film, get better, and go execute and win.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This game at one point, I believe, was 21-21 very earlier on in the second quarter, and it would just it looked like it was going to be a shootout, and it kind of was. I think the Bears kind of inside of 2 minutes left in the first half, the Bears had to punt, and I was like, oh, man. Like, they're the first ones to really show weakness offensively. And I think Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, I think they're really building something special. But Brock Purdy, it was like, yeah, dude, this man knows what he's doing when he's operating this offense at a high level. And they continue to dial up ways for him and Christian McCaffrey to get it done.
Brock Purdy after that pick six, which, again, was kind of a fluky pick six. Jalen Johnson tips it, and then, you know, the tips and overthrows, you got to get those. The Bears got it and then took it the other way. So it wasn't necessarily, I'll say, his fault, but he locked in after that pick six, man. I mean, he was looking good. That Houdini touchdown, they're calling it, the Kyle Juszczyk, where he kind of fakes out right and then kind of fakes the two guys, splits him, goes in between them, and then dumps it off. Man, it was so good.
Do you know
good.
What I would do to have Kyle Juszczyk in our offense?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when we had Patrick DeMarco, man? Patrick DeMarco was
so DeMarco is my guy,
so
man.
Solid
Shout
for
out
us.
To him. He's probably around there kicking it somewhere talking about the Gamecocks, but I love the guy.
But you were talking about the game being tied at 21-21. This was the first game in NFL history. I heard them say this on the broadcast. That was tied at 7, tied at 14, tied at 21, tied at 28, and tied at 35.
There you go.
First time in NFL history that's happened.
Wow. Interesting.
Love it.
Coming up, Dylan is going to tell us whether we're getting Anthony Davis or not. And we've got him mic'd up.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who I think the NFL head coach of the year will be as well. So it should be a lot of fun this next segment.
That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.